Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back.
I don't want to belabor. I know we have John on, but Cakes, I thought of this as you, if you were told in the prime of his career that Ovi and the team were having, Ovi was upset with the way negotiations were going with the Caps.
Yeah.
You're telling me you wouldn't be a little bit scared?
Wouldn't be scared.
Honest.
No, because I know Ovi's the cornerstone of the team and they're going to eventually come to a contract agreement.
I think they're going to, but it's just I would have bet all my money on it.
No, they're going to re-sign Terry McLaurin.
Okay, I hope so, but it's enough to scare you.
In my heart of hearts, they're re-signing Terry McLaurin.
I'm with you. I will bet on it.
Yeah.
But it's enough to scare you, and I think you're not telling the truth. If you heard
I'm not
that
scared. Look, you're more of a scaredy cat. You're scared of the schedule. You're scared to predict more wins.
That's 100%
accurate. I'm not scared.
All right, you're scared.
Not scared.
You have to sit with facing the door and everything. Like, you're scared of a lot
scared
of things,
too. I'm not saying I'm not scared of anything.
He's scared of life.
He's scared of a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm just not scared of a report that Terry McLaurin and his camp are dissatisfied with the way that the contract
I've been through negotiations. I know what it's like.
Not scared.
If it's even true.
Yeah, we don't know.
Let's talk to our next guest about it. Our pal John Kines joins us on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. John, you know EB's personality. He's scared. Should he be scared about this Terry McLaurin situation?
It's, what are we, June 6th?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's June 6th.
Right.
No, I know, but he's never upset, like, publicly, ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Who, Terry?
Yeah, he's the greatest.
All right, first of all, we haven't heard from Terry.
Right.
Nobody, including any reports out there, have heard from Terry.
Right.
So
you think that's fake news?
I don't know. I'm not saying it's fake news. I'm just saying we haven't heard from Terry.
Yeah.
That's what I know. So, you know, until we hear from Terry, that's different. And he's obviously very well liked. He's a true pro. Dan Quinn has had good conversations with him. So I don't think this is a big surprise. He did the exact same thing 3 years ago or whatever it was when he went through his other extension.
Oh, no, I don't mind that. I just don't like the report that he's unhappy with the progress. That's the part I don't like.
That might be his agent.
I would say, like, where do you think that came from?
From the agent. So, John, I wanted to touch on that.
That nobody's heard from Terry.
Mm-hmm. What's the reputation of his representation? Buddy Baker and Tony Bonagura is listed here on SpotTrack from Exclusive Sports Group. What do you know about his agents and you know, the rest of their clientele and how they represent them?
Ooh, you got to be careful here.
Well, I deal with all these people.
Sounds like you know bad stuff.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I would just say, like, you know, sometimes the other sides can get frustrated with their representation.
Mm.
Okay.
But, Terry's been with the guy for a while, and it worked out for him last time. And, you know, that's, I think this is a trickier negotiation this time because of Terry's turning 30 in a couple months. And that always complicates it. And this is kind of like, it's hard to find true comps for him at this point, because like the guys in his draft class, you know, DK Metcalf just signed a $30 million a year deal, but he's a couple years younger. That makes a difference. Mm-hmm. However, you can look at the production of the two, and Terry's, like, compared to Metcalf the last couple years has been better, you know? And so, you know, is he, like, I don't think Terry has reached a point where you're like, you start to worry about slippage. I mean, he had his best year
right.
last year.
Right.
So I think it's, so I think, like, you can take the age, but do you think at 33, how much worse is he going to be, you know, especially with this quarterback? So I think there's, you know, then you look at like Mike Evans signed a 2-year deal. It was what, like 20 some million, 21 per year. And he's 31, mm-hmm. I think, when he signed it. Maybe he's 30. So I don't think you're going to go that low. You can't. So this is, you know, I think that probably is the one part where it's like, how do you, where do you come to the middle ground on all that? So
can we back up for a second, John?
Sure.
For a lot of people that don't know, how many OTAs have they had? Supposedly, he's shown up to some of the voluntary stuff, but what has happened this week? Because I think there have been 2 OTA dates this week.
And one today.
Yeah, and one today. And so they had a few last week, and he didn't. So he was there the entire time up until last week's was the first ones where he missed.
Okay.
I think, or maybe it was the end of the previous week. But that was the last, but he was here the entire time. So if, you know, the negotiations were ongoing, like there have been talks that have been going on, like however productive they are, it's hard to say. But if he was that upset, would he have been going to the earlier stuff? You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it could be like, listen, you're going to do what you can to get a deal. And we've seen receivers over the last several years who are always upset, always want out, and they always end up resigning pretty mm-hmm. much, right? So, you know, I think anybody who knows Terry, I mean, he's a pro. So, I don't know. I think there's some tricky parts to this one because of the, you know, how do you view that age factor? You know, and again, like you, but again, like you can look at him, and I did this side by side with DK Metcalf, and it, just because that was one comp, Joe Corey, who's like, this is his area of expertise, floated that his name to me as like, hey, here's a comp because same draft class, et cetera. But again, younger, however, the production over the course of their careers have been the same. And you can look at Terry and say, like, what would it have looked like had he had a Jaden Daniels a couple more years, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so like, so that's where it's like, that's why I say like, you can't, you know, it's hard just to go by the age, but that is a factor. But you have to account for like, first of all, the guy was highly, highly productive last year and he did not show signs of slowing down, but you know, historically with receivers over 30, that's what happens. But is that, you know, is he a different case? You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of that goes into it.
It could be a situation, we threw this out there, maybe he wants more years than Adam Peters wants to offer, if that's
possible. Yeah. That's possible. Yeah. And one thing I'll say too is like, it's a very quiet, whatever the talks are, whatever is being offered or not being offered is very, very private.
Right.
So that is definitely going. Now that's the hard part to know. And this is like, what is, like I can, you know, like I said, the age I think is like, that's a natural sticking point because there's, you know, there's a line of delineation with negotiations a lot of times at that age. Is that a one size fits all? Well, you can't, it's hard to say that. You know, I think as far as like years, guaranteed money, what's the real stick up? Don't know.
Has anybody stood out in the OTAs when you've been watching?
They have a quarterback who's pretty good.
I've heard that.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But I think, you know, so in these situations, it's hard to, like, you can look at, like, a Josh Connolly. You can see the athleticism, right? And you can see the footwork. But you're not going to see him going, like, locking up a defensive end.
Right.
So it's hard to, like, you can only go to a certain point with some of those, with the linemen, right? We've heard a lot of good things about Deron Payne, but we've seen Deron Payne play since, what, 2018, So what's it going to look like when the pads are on, when the season starts? But where the guys that jump out to me are like the corners, the receivers, because like those are the ones you get more one-on-one work. And I know like Trey Amos is a guy that jumps out to me. And I think he's going to be a good player. I think Mikey Samuels still in the slot has looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, I think like he's a, you know, definitely another one. Will Harris, very versatile. So you can see, like, you can see that. And then again, I mean, Jaden looks good. He had a really good day the other day, and just all the things that jump out with him, and like little things, like maybe you're getting off the first read a little bit quicker than you did before. I mean, he was good with his progressions were really good before, but then maybe are you even a little bit better with that? Right. Like, you know, so some of the mastery of the position, so to speak, but there were a couple of examples of that the other day, just the ball placement. I think, you know, like with a guy like Debo, very solid, you know, frame. But what you just, like, you can see the way he can use his body against certain guys. Like, but you know, what's it going to look like once the season gets going? We've seen him obviously. So like, there are things that jump out like that. I'm trying to think, like, Noah Brown has looked pretty good. I think he was, like, his loss was probably a somewhat underrated loss last year because mm-hmm. I think because the dimension he has the offense, like, he can make plays down the field, but also he drew a lot of penalties.
He drew a lot of PIs.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, those are unaccounted for yards in his stats, but, like, they matter. So, you know, you see him. So I think there's, you know, Luke McCaffrey, like, I know they've talked about him, you know, just running routes better, et cetera. But what you learn, too, is you know how this works. Like, over the years, you hear a lot of things in the spring, and then you don't hear things in the summer or the season. So, like, you just want to see how does it translate or how does it move forward. But the Amos one, to me, and Connolly's athleticism, like, that jumps. The other thing, too, watching it the other day, like, they're having Debo Samuel with Austin Eckler returning kickoffs. Like, that's a really good combination. And, you know, I don't think teams are going to want, like, both those guys are good at that. So, like, that they should have a really good kick return game because of that. So, you know, little things like that.
John, there's been lots of blowback from listeners for Lattimore skipping OTAs. Is that warranted, or are people overreacting, or is it, like you said earlier, look, it's June 6th. People are losing their minds over something they shouldn't be losing their minds about. What's your angle on that?
Maybe somewhere in there. Like, so he did this the last couple of years in New Orleans where he didn't go to OTAs a lot. I believe he'll be here next week for the mandatory session. I don't think there's been no reason to think otherwise. The hard part, I'm sure, for fans is the way the injuries, they traded for him, didn't play great. You should be here. Like, I get that sentiment. The hard part, like, from my end, what are the questions we have about him? Can he stay durable during the season, and is he going to play better? Well, we wouldn't have those questions answered right now anyway. You know what I mean? And so, like, as far as, like, getting to see where his game is at, that's hard. But I think from a standpoint of, I mean, they celebrated last year, like, the attendance was 100%. And so that was really good. So I think, you know, and that matters. But if he goes out there in the first game and looks really good, you know, nobody's going to talk about this. If he doesn't, then I don't know that it's related to this. It could just be related to where his game is at. And I think there's some questions about where his game is at, regardless if he showed up this spring or not. I mean, would it be better? Yes, of course. But as you know, when you talk to coaches, like, they know it's voluntary.
And Tunsil's not there either.
He's a, you know, but his play hasn't dropped off, you know, but he had been here. Tunsil had been here, for a little bit for some of the work. And, like, Lattimore has not been there. Tunsil has been, at least some. So, you know, and I, like I said, I think if Lattimore hadn't been hurt when he got here, maybe fans look at it differently because, like, okay, it's different, but, you know, this is what he's done. So, you know, I don't know that there's a big, I don't know that they were, like, really surprised that he hasn't been here. So again, like, the questions I have for him is, can you stay healthy during the season?
Yeah.
And we wouldn't know that if he was here or not.
Let's switch gears. Let's talk about this. The never-ending Trey Hendrickson rumors. You know, other veterans that they could bring in to add to the pass rush. And here's my position on this. I think it's been my position for a while. Like, sure, I would love to have a 15-sack guy. Who doesn't? And as from a fan's perspective, that's kind of always been like a real, real priority. But JP pointed this out many times over this summer that as bad as we think the pass rush was, they were like 12th in sacks.
The pass rush was not the issue last year. This is what
– right.
So, like, they were, I think, 11th or 12th in sacks. Their sacks per pressure was one of the best in the league. Where they struggled was with the four-man rushes. And as I point out, like, they lost Dante Fowler. They didn't lose Myles Garrett in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and, like, you know, and as one of the coaches pointed out yesterday, like, nobody thought Dante Fowler would get 10.5 sacks mm-hmm. last year. Mm-hmm. And I think they feel pretty good that they can make that up.
They got to stop the run, John. They got to stop the run.
1,000%. Like, that's what I'm – listen, going into the draft, like, I was with a lot of, like, hey, listen, they could get a good young edge. And that's something that everybody would want. You have the young tackle and Johnny Newton. You get the young edge, blah, blah, blah. It's all great. But the number one thing they have to do is stop the run. And I think – so the things that were – and I think that's – they beefed up that front, and they've got more versatility on that front. They do not have the stud edge rusher, but very few teams do. The Eagles did not have a stud edge rusher last year. They had Jalen Carter inside. He's a dominant run stuffer, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I think the focus on the edge, it's almost like the defense is going to be collapsed if they don't find this edge. And, like, that's just not the case. If they didn't play the run better, then they'd have struggles again. So, like, to me, that's still the key. And the other part with where I think they're helped in another subtle way is with Amos and Harris, and even Quan Martin. Like, they are more versatile in coverages than they were a year ago with what they can play, how much man they can play. You know, the mix of man and zone, and having Harris, who started off as a nickel corner, can cover in the slot and can cover deep half, right? So, like, you have a little bit more versatility with your coverages that can help maybe buy a little bit more time to get to the quarterback. But you're right. Like, if they allowed over 200 yards rushing each time they played the Eagles.
Right. They got to stop Saquon. Yeah. The bigger part of edge is don't let him out on the edge and keep him on the inside.
Yeah, listen. That the first play against the Eagles in that playoff game, it's and you know I don't. Dante Fowler did a nice job for them, but he was not an edge setter. Mm-hmm. And so even on that first play, like, he gets caught going inside, he spins, creates a hole. That play should have been stopped for no yards. Instead, it was 60 and a touchdown. And so, like, if you can set so with the edge, like, Dietrich Wise is a bigger dude, and is he an elite pass rusher? No. But can he get you 6 sacks and play a solid edge? Yes. So if that can help them, for sure. And, like, Javon Kinlaw gives you some options. Like, again, everything right now in May and June, it always sounds really promising and good on paper. So, like, if it plays out this way, they'll be better for it. But, like, you have, you know, you can play those 3 D tackle sets with Kinlaw as an end.
But
you
the know, bigger lo- the bigger side. Point is EB shouldn't panic. Everything's going to be okay. It's June 6th. John, we got to run. Good stuff as always.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, John.
Don't panic. As he said, June 6th. It'll be okay with
Anytime
Terry.
Anytime the second best player on the team, the heart and soul of the team, is upset, allegedly, I get upset. I get nervous.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, a financial nightmare we hope that we don't have to deal with.
I think avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to attempt to put our heads together at 7:45 and come up with another weekend parlay.
Okay.
We're going to keep swinging. It's what we do. We keep grasping.
I can't remember. I think we all whiffed except for you last week.
I think mine hit. I can't remember what it was.
Somebody kept track of it.
You had a hockey play. Maybe it was the over.
Yeah. Did I whiff?
I wasn't even here.
Somebody said that we all whiffed except for Cakes.
Yeah.
I don't still want to be
thrown
in.
I didn't double check.
I don't think I was here.
Okay.
No, I did because I took the Mets on the run line, but I increased it to 2.5 over
okay, you took the alt run line.
Over the Rockies.
Yeah.
And they won by 2.
Right.
And of course, the next night they won by 8.
Right. That's the way these things
Drabby
work.
Drabby took the home run for, I can't remember who it was. Who was it?
2 bases for Caminero.
Oh, Caminero from Tampa. And he went over. And of course, the next night he hit 2 bombs. It's our luck.
I can't even remember. I know I whiffed. So I mentioned a financial nightmare that we hope doesn't happen to us. There's a woman in California named Linda Mathiason, and she was buying CBD pain relief gel.
All right.
She had a purchase of $129.28.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She wanted to leave a $5 tip.
Okay.
She accidentally tipped $5,000.
So this was on the machine when it asks you $5,000. Is that what it? Is
yes.
That what it was?
The payment terminal didn't show a decimal point. So when she entered 5000, the system took it literally. The clerk then tells her,
"Thank you.
We can reverse this."
Okay.
Then said, "No, wait a second. We can't reverse it." And he said that the shop never received the money.
Well, that's.
But then she gets her bank statement.
Yeah.
And then the bank statement says otherwise.
Mm.
So she's bitter because she's got a bank statement that says that she owes $5,000. She then has had a hell of a time trying to get this $5,000 back.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, she must have the worst credit card company in the world because you should be able to just call your credit card company and say, look, I meant to leave a $5 tip. Obviously, I'm not tipping $5,000 on a $130 purchase. Like, that's insanity.
According to this story, Mathiason contacted Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
It's a big bank.
That's a big bank. Last time I checked.
She says within 5 minutes of the transaction, but says the bank has done little to help despite its promise of zero liability protection for promptly reported fraud.
I don't understand how that shop, that CBD shop, can't just cancel the transaction.
Right.
They probably didn't want to.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they didn't want to, but I mean, they know she's going to dispute it. So usually when you buy something, they can just cancel the transaction right there. I don't get that.
She said she told ABC 7 News, "I busted out in tears. My son is graduating college next week, and I can't even buy anything for him because I have $5,000 outstanding. Now it's $5,500.
I'd argue blind. Here's my argument: blind. Got some poor woman in there, probably not well with a ton of dough. Anybody would be pissed about $5,000. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
and that they just see some woman, and they think they could just let her.
They're trying to get over on her.
Yeah. There's somebody that maybe can't fend for herself very well. They look at her, judge a book by its cover, and they go, yeah, it didn't go through.
And also might just be lazy. They're like, she'll deal with her credit card company. Credit card company will take care of it.
That's an awful way to run a business, though, if you're just looking to prey on people and you're not going to help them when they're clearly, you know,
or alternative
made a mistake.
It is CBD shop.
Well, yeah. I guarantee
dude
she,
might be high.
I guarantee she went
exactly.
She probably went to the local media and did a story on it. And I guarantee you that shop was on the in the story. Yeah.
So they had to have been.
The shop is getting some negative feedback. Oh,
they have to be.
100%. San Bruno exotic.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't think it's good press? They say any press is good press.
Well, I don't know. They might dispute that.
But I read all the way down to the bottom of the story, and it says Wells Fargo has responded to her, and they're going to refund her the money and the interest.
You know, it's just such a pain to deal with credit card companies.
Oh, dude! Every time I have to call my bank or my credit card company, mm-hmm. I'm on the phone for 45 minutes.
What are you calling them about?
Just random. I mean, I don't know. Just sometimes you got to call your bank.
Like, wouldn't that happen like once a year or something, or once every 5 years?
Maybe the bank, but credit card companies? No, I mean, there's. What if you see something on your credit card statement that you didn't buy?
My wife does that.
You
got to
call them
that.
And say, hey, I don't know what this charge is.
Right, but maybe it happens a couple times a year.
Well,
I don't know. It might get over. I saw something yesterday, and it might be legitimate, but I had a charge from Microsoft for like $100. Mm. Like, I haven't bought a new computer. It just was baffling to me.
Was it like Adobe or something?
I don't know. I didn't call yet. It's probably some subscription.
Something, yeah.
I told you, my life leak, and I found this out, was that when Dylan was like 5 or 6 and he was gaming a lot, we definitely did some sort of Microsoft thing that he needed at the time to play online.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't played in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, it could be that.
That
could be
that. Running.
Could be maybe
that,
they do an annual.
X1 subscription or whatever, you know?
Right.
That's probably what it is. Because I think I've been subsidizing my son's video game career
right.
for decades.
His career.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, his career, how much is it netted?
What, you mean money?
Yes.
Nothing.
I mean, some gamers do have careers.
Well, some
trust
do.
Me. They might have a side hustle on Twitch.
My kids have netted a negative couple $1 million. They've made nothing. Okay? They're busto. They're the most busto kids in the country.
Well, your Cornell grad's going to start making bank.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. But yeah, she'll do fine, but she's living in New York City. Believe me, she'd be lucky to break even.
By the way, speaking of gaming and video games, did you guys see some of the lines for the Switch 2 release? I mean, it looked like
right,
the first,
on.
Like...
I got to think about this for a second. What is the Switch
again? The Nintendo
again?
Switch.
That's a little thing the kids have.
It's like a handheld.
Yeah.
I don't know a ton about it, but right. I know that people were lining up like down city blocks, and for, I guess, the first time in years, like GameStops were full again.
I think it's embarrassing, but my 24-year-old son does have one.
Okay. He has the original. Yeah. He has the OG.
Yeah.
But I guess the Nintendo Switch 2 came out, and I mean, they look like scenes out of World War Z.
Is it really like intense, elite graphics and everything?
Dude, I don't know.
I'm sure.
Because it's pretty small. I mean, I could see it being convenient if you're, I think my son, what he uses it when he like lays in bed before he goes to bed or something.
I think I saw some guy posting on Twitter that he waited in line for 7 days to get his Switch 2.
Why, to be like first?
I don't know.
Is there anything in the country besides like the return of Jesus that you'd wait 7 days for?
I don't know if I'd wait 7 days for that. anything? I don't know. It's a great question. 7 days?
I think the answer is nothing.
Probably no. It's probably a big no.
I mean, the graphics do look incredible.
But you have to pay for it, by the way.
I mean... I slept out overnight for Motley Crue tickets like back in 1989. That was one night.
You feel stupid now that you look back on it.
it was dumb, but I did it.
Yeah.
The Switch will never be a graphics leader.
Oh, it's not that good?
No, that's not what they put their focus on.
What's the focus?
Gameplay?
Portability?
Yeah, portability.
Portability,
so,
I see that.
So they have switch it. And
how
have
big
it look
is the
same
screen on it? It's like about 4x4 or something. Like, it's not big, right?
Oh, it's probably bigger a little bit.
Like a phone, maybe? Like a
no, bigger than a phone.
It's bigger than a phone.
It's like this size.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you play Mario, and it's pretty good graphics.
If I was in the game, if I was like a gaming guy, I think I would probably want one. Right? I don't know. Does Mar have one? Mar, you're in the demo. No.
No, I was more of a PSP guy growing up.
Oh, so you weren't okay.
And then when I was in college, just all Xbox. Got to play on the big silly TV. I can't be walking around with a little like Palm Pilot.
I hear you on that. Uh-huh. I understand.
I think people prefer that, but like maybe if you're laying in bed, I don't know. That's what I would see my kid doing.
I'm gonna be honest. If you're a grown man and you got a Switch,
it's embarrassing, right?
It's a bad look.
There's something a little off about you.
Okay.
And here's why. My little brother has one.
Fair.
My little brother already has a Nintendo Switch too.
And how old is your little brother?
38. Okay. No, 40. I don't. He's 2 years younger than me. 40. And he's kind of a little off.
Yeah.
The reason why is because guys who are into sports don't play Nintendo Switches.
Right. Okay, like so your brother's not into sports.
He's not into he doesn't play sports video games.
In other words,
you would rather watch a game than sit there.
No, he's meaning the sports video games, like Madden.
Yeah.
FIFA. Like, they don't do, because they don't have sports games on it?
Nobody plays those on Nintendo Switches. You play that on the big dogs.
Right.
You play that on Xbox or PlayStation. Yeah.
Xbox or PlayStation.
But don't they have, like, I don't know, what games, so what games are special for the Switch that people like?
Mario. Nintendo, goofy Nintendo games. Mario. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Zelda. I don't know, Zelda.
Like the kind of stuff you do on a toilet.
The ones that go, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I looked at something. It said top 14 games for the Nintendo Switch, and I just... quickly perused
it. Have you
it.
Heard of any of them?
All with Mario in
well,
the title.
Well, I knew like the spinoffs. Like there was one, Luigi's Mansion 3.
Right, of course.
So Luigi was a character in the Mario
Even
world.
Even I know yeah, Luigi. Right.
Mario Kart, I'm guessing, is on there.
So they probably got a million of those games. But some of them look like, you know, war games or whatever. And
probably Zelda games. I don't know.
I think there was a Zelda in there.
Yeah.
Mario and Zelda.
I can't speak to any sort of expertise, but just as observing from afar, my son will play NBA 2K or whatever that is, and he would play the FIFA with his boys, like online, like forever. But he also would play the other nerdy stuff too. He would do, you know, he played both. Don't people do that or no? Yeah, is that unusual?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because he would do the one. You do all the popular ones.
I'm just saying, if you're 45 and you're playing Mario all the time,
it's just weird.
I don't know.
Do they have problems? So you can't play, in other words, like the shoot 'em up games.
I think they have some.
They have some
first-person shooter.
It's just not known for that. Like you said, their signature is the Mario world.
Yeah, it's because it's more of like Zelda world. Nintendo's like a family-friendly thing.
Oh right.
Kind of like Disney.
Right.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blender. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to get to our Junkies Weekend Parlay here in moments. Checking in on our poll results, you can vote at Junks Radio. It has to do with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers. And the question is, will it work out in Pittsburgh? And there are two options. Yes, the Steelers are in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers. Or no, they won't make the playoffs. Where do you think the public is leaning, Cakes? You can vote at Junks Radio.
Tell you. I'm going to guess 67% are saying the Steelers make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to say they say no. I'm going to say the public says no.
So far, 77%. say they're not going to make the playoffs.
Ah, no playoffs. All right.
We'll see. Bet against
the public. Aaron Rodgers right now is sort of like his Q, I wouldn't say his Q rating, but his approval rating for the public at large is pretty low.
Yeah, it's
people's
not great.
Opinion nationwide of him is pretty low at this point.
I mean, he's had some stances which caused some of that. He's had ex-girlfriends who bash him. He's got teammates who bash him.
I agree.
NFL experts who bash him.
There are some of his stances, I want to be clear, I support him about. But there's others where he's just so darn abrasive, he's very difficult to tolerate.
He's not a warm and fuzzy guy.
Yeah.
That Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get to our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Spin the wheel, Mr. Valdez.
All right. Mr. Cakes, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to start on the Frozen Pond NHL Stanley Cup Final. Connor McDavid is tired of being called the greatest player on the planet, never to win a Stanley Cup. He's been in the NHL for 10 years. Mm. He had 2 assists in game 1 in the Edmonton Oilers win. He's got a 6-game point streak. He had 2 helpers in the first game. He's not going to be helping in this one. He's going to pot one. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. He is going to score a goal tonight. And I have him at plus 145. So I am definitely putting that in the parlay. That is our first entry of, let me guess, let me look at the numbers, 7. This is a 7-leg parlay, I can add.
Hmm.
Last time I checked.
All right, well, you're in. All right, behind the glass, let's go Moore.
By the way, I don't even know his real last name anymore. I don't know if it's Mayor, Mar, Moore. I don't know.
It's all of them.
Yeah, he's Mike Marr to me.
So tomorrow night, we got a blockbuster UFC card. Give me Marab versus Sean O'Malley, championship fight. Sean O'Malley, money line, plus 220.
Ooh.
This is a rematch. They fought at the Sphere in September. It was a boring-ass fight. Marab just wrestled him for 5 rounds, won a decision. But Sean O'Malley is locked in. He isn't smoking a devil's lettuce. He isn't playing video games. He isn't whistling. No hair dye in the cornrows. He is absolutely locked in this entire week. All the pre-fight content I've been watching. He's going to chin him. And he's going to take care of business, regain his championship tomorrow night, plus 220. And let's cash a silly ticket here.
Are cornrows still a thing? I mean, I would never question, but the guy would punch my lights out in less than a second. But
he's known for kind of almost an Afro-type hair. And
okay.
Usually has wild colors in his hair.
Got it. Drab, when your hair fully grows in, don't do cornrows. That's my word of advice to you.
My son will be there. I bought his graduation gift. I was trying to time
very
the tickets, watch them go down, but I finally purchased them on Wednesday, so he will be going with his cousin to UFC
316. How much per ducat?
Ended up getting a little bit better seats. I didn't get the absolute cheapest.
Yeah.
So I think they were roughly $320 a pop.
Ah.
By the way, quick, I want to give a shout out to my nephew Jake and all his fellow DeMatha grads, Jake Bickle. They're graduating today at the Shrine, Jason.
Yep.
You and I both have done that. I remember that day fondly. 9 a.m. today, all the DeMatha kids graduate at the Shrine. Congrats to Jakey, who will also be attending the University of Maryland.
He a terp. Very good.
He a terp.
Welcome to the club.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Mr. Bickle.
Oh, really?
Unless you're not ready.
I mean, I'm kind of ready. Is it, it can happen just over the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't have to be tonight.
So the weekend parlay. Simple bet. You guys won't love it. I'm just going to take OKC. Just OKC.
And lay the points?
Ooh.
Or are you taking money line? Money line's a big number, probably.
I guess I have to take the points.
You're taking them laying 11? The 11 spot?
I'll take him taking the
minus 11. Well,
you don't have to. I will. Yeah, because the money line's brutal. Can't do the money line. It's brutal. It's
590.
It's minus 11.
I like it, dude. I think they're
going to come back. And they have to win. I mean, it's a must win.
Yeah.
But are they going to win by 11?
That's a lot.
It's a big ask.
All right.
They're in.
Look, a lot of times in these playoffs, you'll have 40-point games, and then the next time the team that lost by 40 wins the next game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I think they're the superior team. Yeah.
I've got to play in that game, too.
All right, so you... All right, well...
I'll take a minus 11. Sorry for tanking the parlay. I think I might
It's all good.
Yeah.
I have a player prop. So, last night, Chet Holmgren had an absolute dud. Finished with 6 points, 2-for-9 from the field. Only took 1 3-pointer. Missed it. I was looking at the Minnesota series. He averaged 18 points per game in that series where they took out the Timberwolves to advance to the NBA Finals. In those 5 games, it was gentleman sweep. He scored over 23 times. I think OKC will win big. I like that play, EB. I think that SGA gets the help that he needs from Jalen Williams. And the third star is Chet Holmgren. So I'm going to go Chet Holmgren, 20 points or more, which is at plus 280.
All right.
Okay. You are in.
Need that bounce back.
I actually like that too.
That big walking toothpick.
I like that too.
All right. Last week, I took the Mets on the alt run line against the Rockies at home.
You're going back to that well?
Yeah. I mean, they won 4-2. I was laying 2.5. All right. Got screwed there. They outscored the Rockies 17-7 in that 3-game series. The Mets just came off a 4-game series in LA against the Dodgers where they split and should have won 3 out of 4. Last night, they allowed 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th to lose 6-5. So they're pissed off. Now they're going to go to Coors. And, you know, the Rockies have just swept the Marlins. I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they win 1 game, let alone 3 in a row. But now they're going to face the Mets. And the Mets are going to be pissed off coming into Coors. So Lindor and Nimmo and Alonso and Soto, they're just going to hit bomb after bomb after bomb. I'm going to lay 3.5 runs in this game tonight against the Rockies in Coors. That's plus 106.
All right, it's in. Part of the mix.
Because if you laid 1.5, it's negative money. If you lay 2.5, it's negative money.
Right.
So I got to lay 3.5 to get plus money. It's only plus 106. So that's my play. All right. Behind the glass again. Let's go to Matt Myers.
I wanted to find a player prop for the hottest team in the major league.
Break up the O's.
For the O's, but they don't have them out yet. So I found a player prop for Angel Reese.
Okay.
Over 14 rebounds. So 14 plus rebounds is plus 182. So that's my play for the weekend. Angel Reese, rebounding machine.
All right.
Rebounding her own Mrs. Machine.
Getting in on the Angel Reese bandwagon. I like it. Any way you can.
She plays for Chicago, right?
Yes. Yes.
And they're playing the Fever. Is Caitlin playing tonight?
Caitlin's still out.
Oh, she's still out.
Right. Yep.
All right. So that leaves us with, Matt Cahill.
Last but certainly not least. we're going to look at the French final here on Sunday. It's definitely going to be Alcaraz versus Sinner. They'll meet for the first time in a final. They both have their semis today, but I can't see either one of them losing. And I think Alcaraz is going to win it all. He's playing really, really well right now. He's beat Sinner 4 times in a row. He beat him 3 weeks ago at the Italian Open. He's just so locked in right now as his ability. He does make mental mistakes or he tries to do goofy things sometimes, but over 5 sets, I just can't see Alcaraz losing to Sinner. So give me Alcaraz to win the French Open. I think it's minus 130.
All right, we have all 7 legs at this point. We've got Chet Holmgren, 20-plus points. OKC, minus 11 in game 2. Connor McDavid, anytime goal scorer, that's at plus 145. Alcaraz to take down the French at minus 130. The Mets alternate run line at -3.5 runs. That's a plus number. Angel Reese to record over 14 rebounds, plus 182. And Sean O'Malley against a guy named Mirav Dvashevili at plus 220. A $10 wager scores us $4,809.67.
Wow.
Look at that one.
Give me that payoff again. Is that again? From Mar? Did Mar really juice it?
Yeah, he's at plus 220.
Well, didn't Sugar Sean or whatever lose his last one kind of in humiliating fashion?
No, it was the fight against Mirab. It was just super boring. Other than that, he hasn't really taken a loss.
My odds were longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
His odds were plus 260.
Over 20.
He's got a new training method, though.
Sugar Sean?
He's cut out hooking himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That could give you some energy.
That could build your aggression, too.
I'll credit him. We'll see what happens.
That'll definitely make him ornery.
Yeah. He also did a visualization thing. You know how they always say visualize things? He did his whole ring entrance, everything before a sparring session. Like music, like behind, you know, like locker room. Sean, like to get ready.
Uh-huh.
You see him going through a tunnel like he's going to do with his music.
Right.
Everything. So he's definitely locked in. See what happens.
I know he's super horny, dude.
I just lit $10 on fire. Yeah. The bet's officially in.
What are we going to win, Cakes?
$4,809.67.
Nice. All right, I'll get that up on social media. You can follow us at Junks Radio on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.